Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single, gosh, everything. Wow. In the Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by Gary Butterfield, Bam Blam. Oh, Gary Butterfield, Bam Blam. Gary Butterfield, the Batman of podcasting.
And I'm joined by Will Hughes, the Superman of podcasting.
Whomst this against?
Whomst this against? It's against Superman, mostly.
I guess so, yeah. Did you, like, rewatch the Gunn movie? And we were like, boy, he really is kind of a shit. Kind of a little
weasel. My brother?
Yeah.
I didn't rewatch it. I haven't watched it once. So.
Right. You have strong... You'll see everything Marvel puts out, but...
That's not true. But I do reject the idea of a Hawk girl. You're like, this is stupid. Dump it.
Yeah,
Hawk
you...
Hawk girl, dump it.
Yeah. Gary finally found his sexism. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. It took 45 long years. Even though 44 long years, I was a sexist baby.
Well, all babies are sexist. All babies are kind of like misandrist because they don't need daddy.
And they love the tit. They're like misandrist and they just love sucking on titty and they yearn for it 24/7 and they talk about it.
Uh-huh. And you know? Certainly and there's nothing more feminist than fetishizing the female body.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm saying they're sexist.
Oh,
for fetishizing.
Okay. See, I was saying, sexist. See, I was suggesting that babies are misandrist because they don't care about daddy.
They're both. They don't care about daddy and they objectify and they neglect.
Yeah.
They do both.
It's not until we teach them to fear daddy through particular bed-based board games.
Yeah. Yeah. And about possibly waking him up and what will happen if you wake him up.
I guess you probably like. I haven't actually ever played Don't Wake Daddy. I assume you lose points, but the threat is ominous.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like a current streamer game. You know, like you'd be sneaking around a house in the dark, and like Daddy shows up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but yeah. So does Daddy look normal?
No. This isn't your mommy's daddy. This is a completely different daddy.
Oh my God, does it look like daddy is someone's first Blender project where they took a regular daddy and made it nasty?
And there are filters.
And brother,
there are filters.
Oh my God, the filter is like a film grain. Oh my God, do we not want to wake daddy because he'll activate the film grain filter?
He just makes it look cheaper and cheaper as we go on. All the art turns to AI when daddy wakes up.
That's a real shame, daddy.
Daddy, stop it. Daddy, be a friend of labor.
Daddy, be more like Comrade Gator Golf.
Yeah, and that's completely analog. Presumably made in a country where they treat their workers well.
I bet.
And I will do more research on that. I will not further look into that at all.
I haven't looked on the fine print printed on Comrade Gator Golf, but I'm sure you're right.
Generally, plastic is produced in fair countries where they treat their workers well.
Toys. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the He-Mans?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are made in Eternia.
Oh, yeah. Much like our friendship, Gary.
Yeah. Which is Eternial. If our friendship was a car, it'd be an Impreza. It's not quite impressive, but it is Impreza.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Was that an original just from now, or is that when you had you? It felt a little practiced.
I didn't about our specific friendship. I haven't mentioned that before, but the idea of cars and depression drugs both do a thing where they just take the word of what they do and then kind of fuck with it.
Okay.
Like there's a SSRI called Abilify.
Sure, which gives you abilities.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very funny to me. And then like the Impreza, there's a couple other ones like that too. Where it's not quite the word. It's kind of like the word though.
I would like a drug that gave me abilities. I feel like I have no abilities.
You got to get those. You got to kill somebody who has abilities and eat their crystal. That's the drug that gives you abilities.
And that was our first call for murder on the show this week. Took 5 minutes, mm-hmm. which is good for us.
Yeah, it will be. We'll do more. And stay tuned. We'll see if we actually finally put our money where our mouth is and do a murder on the show.
Gary, I do need you to stop buzz marketing the John Ritter film. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Oh, stay tuned.
Love Stay Tuned. Do you?
No, I just like the idea of Stay Tuned.
Yeah, pedophile devil puts you in the TV, and then you're Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while the devil gets up to whatever he got, you know, idle hands, you know?
Looks up whatever he looks, checks his email, sees one from David Milch and nobody from anybody else.
Yeah, a lot of computer-generated images on there.
Oh, dude, you just really bummed me the fuck out.
I found out about a thing. I got an email today.
Boy, I hope this is a radical topic change.
It is.
Great.
Did you know I got an email today because I...
Buddy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you going from pedophiles are probably using AI to make child porn to I got an email about something today was really exciting for me as your co-host.
The email is unrelated. I just
that's great. Don't want to forget really good.
This. Yeah, it's really good. I don't get emails about that anymore.
Great.
I got an email because I'm on BackerKit, which is a thing you use to get Kickstarter rewards.
Sure.
So they sent me emails about random Kickstarters. Are you familiar with Jax Sheets?
Tell Gary, I promise you from the depths of my heart, no.
Jack Sheets 2.0, the first bed sheets for men re-engineered. In 2019, we made the first bed sheets engineered for men, and now we're back with the latest and greatest version. They made bed sheets for men.
How are they different?
It seems like they're made of a lot of weird stuff that absorbs sweat. Like, it mostly seems to be about how men produce gross oils.
Yeah, I guess if I'm sitting here being like, if I was an online con artist, how would I sell sheets designed for men? And you either aim them at the problems of men, which is shedding and stink, or you make them real silky so you can fuck the bed.
Yeah, like you can make a little bedgina out of it. Because you're going to make a bedgina anyway, but you may as well, like, market for it.
Growing up, my bed was, at some points, at least 80% bedgina, yeah.
Your bed, your lover, your practice mannequin. How can a bed be all these things?
In hindsight, I was in a lofted bed, and that was a bad combination of large boy body and sexual awakening and creaky, creaky wood.
Yeah. Yeah. The sound of masturbating as a kid. They should make a device you can turn that into a filter. That's just the sound of you studying.
You love filters.
Like it runs the sound through a filter and then it just plays blasting study noises.
See, that's a good wholesome use for AI, Gary. Thank you. You found a use case that didn't skeeve me so hard I got actual physical goosebumps.
I want to run the benefits of the Jack Sheets by you.
I would really like to hear the benefits of the Jack Sheets. Thank you.
There are 10 plus a bonus. So they're making a real tall claim.
Are these just to get myself in the right mindset? Are these product benefits being touted or are these what you get for backing Jack Sheets 2.0?
These are benefits being touted.
Okay, and then they worked a bonus one in. That's exciting. Okay.
Yeah, there's a bonus one, and the bonus one's pretty exciting. Number one, no more night sweats.
Okay, that does sound great. I sweat a lot at night.
Pretty nice. Further, number two, no more hot flashes.
Okay. You know what?
Seems a little bit tied to number one.
Also, usually not, like, not to be a baby about this, but I usually think of that as something that is mostly a problem for women.
Menopausal or perimenopausal women specifically.
You call for me?
Let me finish this list. Okay.
I'll get out of here. I don't have anything to say. I just wanted to...
Sorry,
You say my name. I show up. It's me. Everyone's favorite character.
It's like Beetlejuice, except you only have to say it once.
That's right. You say perimenopausal and I... Oh, it works in reverse.
Yep.
It works in reverse. And if he says it, he Mr. McSpizzle-ed himself.
Number three, no more waking up drenched. So far, these all seem to be tied to basically the same thing.
They're running certainly on a theme, unless you're being drenched separately, and it's also combating that.
You're having one of those nap at a Gallagher show kind of things.
Like when my mom used to wake me up with a water pistol.
Did she do that?
Yeah.
Like she was punishing a cat?
Well, like, I guess so.
Yeah,
I was a heavy sleeper in high school.
I've never been that heavy of a sleeper. I've always been a little jealous of people who can sleep. 4, no more tossing and turning from temperature swings. Seems like they're really kind of hammering one thing.
There's just the one, yeah. They were like, boy, we spent a lot of money on jack sheets, and we got them to do one thing.
It's because they're sheets. Like, I don't know how much more you can do with fucking sheets. 5, no more snoring from overheating.
For a second there, I was like, that's a bold claim, and then you came in with the last two words, and I was like, I see your game, jack sheets.
The logic is you go on your back to cool down, and that makes you snore. So the jack sheets allows you to sleep comfortably on your side.
Jack sheetso on his back sheetso?
Exactly. 6, no more morning acne breakouts.
Due to sweating from heat?
Yep.
Okay. Or is this a separate claim? Maybe because it is wicking the oil off of you?
It is wicking the oil off of you. Okay. But it also mentions sweat.
Great.
7, here's a weird one. No more guests silently judging you. Like, do you think the person who wrote these put a little of themselves in it?
I think the person who wrote these was told to make 10 and started panicking around 2.
I think so, too. 8, no more sleep disrupting your hormones. Cheap synthetic sheets are made from petroleum and can release compounds that mimic estrogen.
Okay, so now
Jax
we've gone
keeps your hormones steady. Natural fibers help you stay cool, reduce cortisol, and protect your testosterone.
Boy, that seems like it has not been vetted by a scientist.
No. They have the top sheet scientist working on this, and they have not been able to prove it.
Yeah, the top sheet scientist is not very good because...
And he doesn't even do the fitted sheet.
Yeah, that's a different guy.
Yeah, a different scientist.
Or woman.
Or woman, thank you. Or baby. No more pet problems. That's really vague.
Just kills them.
Yeah. Yeah. Or makes them immortal.
Oh. I would consider that a... Boy, at some point you get a little tired of them.
Well, I bet it makes them immortal, but takes away all their needs.
Oh.
You know? Like, okay, it just becomes like a... a companion. 10, no more replacing sheets every year.
So you have now have to replace them every 3 months because they're just sucking up a man's worth of oils every night.
Oil in there, yeah. And then the bonus is no more fart smells. So if you're the type who likes to let it rip, but you don't want to marinate in regret, this duvet might save your relationship.
So are Big they su- suggesting that they have a fart filtering sheet?
Yes.
Because I find, I'll tell you, and I don't want to tell tales out of school. If I'm in bed, I just put the blanket over myself. My wife and I sleep under separate blankets.
Mm-hmm.
The problem very much solves itself.
Yeah.
The blanket contains it. I don't smell it. She doesn't smell it.
Yeah, it just goes away. It just your body resorbs it.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, it becomes nutrients.
Do you and your wife sleep under the same blanket?
No, the separate blanket hack is fucking genius. I started that with my ex or my last girlfriend, and it is a game changer. It's awesome.
I just can't. I can't touch another person while I'm sleeping. I can't be like other people can't exist during the sleepy time. Except, of course, for the doctor from Voyager, Star Trek Voyager, who I think about before I go to sleep.
Yeah. Robert Picardo.
Yeah, from Gremlins 2. But I do genuinely, that is how I get myself to sleep, as I imagine conversations with the doctor from Voyager.
It used to be Towers of Hanoi.
So Towers of Hanoi is if I'm anxious.
Okay. Run me through the different emotions you combat as you go to sleep and how you do it.
I mean, if I'm just like too amped up from like maybe a video game was too exciting, or just my pervasive anxiety disorder has been especially bad, then I will do some Towers of Hanoi to calm down. Okay. Otherwise, if I'm going to sleep, I'm just thinking about my self-insert OC, Voyager character, just having a conversation. Maybe it's a little confrontational, but it's got some nice plot to it with the Doctor.
I find it bleak that your OC is in the Voyager series.
Why?
I don't like Voyager very much.
Me either.
If I were going to choose an OC,
me either.
I would choose a better Star Trek to be in.
Which one?
You know? Boy, probably Deep Space Nine. I know Next Generation the best.
Sure.
But Deep Space Nine has an interesting cast.
What rank is your OC?
Oh, like, works on the station. Not
Starfleet. Oh, okay. So are they human? Are they Bajoran? How did they get to the station?
They're human. Sure. You know? And they don't know.
Oh.
It's actually kind of a fun mystery.
Amnesia. That's a really good hook. Who do they mostly talk to?
Huh? I like to talk to Odo. Because I think if I existed with Odo in real life, Odo, I think, is the most annoyed person like in Star Trek history.
Sure.
And I'm really annoying. So I feel like that is a good combo.
That's interesting, because in our duo, you're the annoyed one, not the annoyed. I was going to say annoyo. Because I'm really the quirk to your Odo in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But I sometimes want to be the quirk. I'm a switch.
Yeah.
You know, when in a relationship, you have to decide who's the quirk and who's the Odo. You know, and I want to get a little time as a quirk.
Would you try to talk him into being stuff?
Yeah. And I'd ask a lot of questions about his dick.
I don't have one. Unless I want to.
I know, but like... Have you seen one before? How do you craft one? Like,
what do you mean?
What do you
Of course, I've seen one.
Is it always the same dick?
I'm not saying this is a good Odo. I just want that on the record. I'm not saying this is a good Odo. Yo, it's different every time. It's to meet the needs of the moment.
Are you basing them on different dicks you've seen, or are you like freestyling like the Spore character creator?
It's exactly like Will Wright's Spore character creator. It has the little bones that I can draw. I really need to get back to station security, Gary.
Okay, I'll see you next time.
I hate that.
Love you.
Don't do crimes.
Well. And scene. See, that's what I do. But it's not to go to bed. It's to get hyped up in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell. Like, it had some of the energy of like an early morning, Gary.
Yeah. You know, just a little way to start your day.
Who needs coffee when you've got an Odo tulpa?
Mm-hmm. And you could just have like a bucket of slime and could pretend it's Odo and basically could be.
I guess I was going to ask how you get the slime, but the slime industry is big these days.
Yeah, go to the mall. There's a mall kiosk for it. They sell it in Target.
Yeah. Children just love the stuff.
Yeah, it's wild. Me and Kay talked about this.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn too much Adric Suffering cast, but Kay asked her niece about it. And apparently her niece said that it's kind of like futures, like they trade it.
Uh-huh.
Like it's like the Steam Marketplace with hats or something. And I don't think that's true from my research.
Okay, so the child was just lying to Kay.
I think the child might have been lying to Kay, or the child's a real weirdo.
Yeah.
And has some real weirdo friends who trade slimes.
I remember me and my buddy John, we were so excited for Super Mario RPG to come out that there were some trading cards in the back of Nintendo Power that like listed moves, and we made our own little combat RPG with those cards.
Fun.
Children are just dangerous.
Yeah.
The best part of the worst day of my life. You go ahead and say yours.
I was just going to say, when I was young, I made a little game, made two characters who would face each other, and it was a wizard and a warrior, and it was basically war, like the card game.
Yeah.
You know, with a piece of paper. But
the card game. I thought you meant the concept and constant of human existence.
Yeah, or the Horseman of the Apocalypse. But no, it was like the card game. And the wizard had like a lightning bolt as their final move, like their big move they could do. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, I was a real little kid. For the life of me, I couldn't figure out what the warrior's move should be.
Yeah.
That would be the equivalent. So it was a box of bees that he would toss.
That's good.
I don't know where I got that from, but yeah, you toss a box of bees at the wizard.
I don't want to get hit by lightning, but I guess I want to get a box of bees tossed at me more than I want to get hit by lightning, but it's a close run thing.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from or why I thought they were equivalent. I mean, getting hit with a box would be bad as well. Being hit with an empty box. It was a wooden box. I drew it.
Oh, sharp corners or spherical?
Yeah. Sharp corners, not a spherical box.
Okay.
No, those take a long time to craft and you got to sand them.
Yeah, but oh my God, the workmanship is so good. I just realized that song War, What Is It Good For? Is probably about the card game because I've never had a fun time with it.
Yeah, it's an awful fucking card game.
It's not very good. Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
It seems like absolutely it's mostly nothing for children who can't handle rules.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Checkers is too advanced.
Yeah.
Play Wars.
Or you can play any game. Like, there's literally 1,000 games you can play with a deck of playing cards. But if the child just wants to slap you.
Yeah.
And yell. Yep.
Yeah. At that point, if I'm hanging out with a child, I'm like, let's learn how to throw these cards into a watermelon or something. Let's do something different than just draw cards.
Have you considered kind of a secondary run as a beloved character actor?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Ricky Jay.
Yeah, Ricky Jay up our children.
Yeah, or either that or I teach the kids to play blackjack.
Computer, generate me a picture of a child, Ricky Jay. No, too close to the sun, too close to the sun!
Yeah, I can't imagine a Ricky Jay, like, Ricky Jay has such, he's either 40 or 80 in energy, and he has the entire time I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
Like, what's a young Ricky Jay look like? That is a fucking, I'm gonna Google that, that's a mystery.
To be fair, he looks different now.
Yeah, way different.
But in some ways, the same as we all will, you know?
Young Ricky Jay. Okay, he looks like a hippie.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the best part of the worst day of my life was a child stopping me on the playground at the school I worked at, prompted by nothing, to just tell me about some Skylanders he made up.
Yeah. Was it before or after the worst moment of your life?
It was before. It's solidified in my memory as the last thing that happened before the bad thing happened.
If it was after?
I was in...
It would be funnier.
It would be much funnier. Yeah. Like, I did scare many children that day by, like, running full tilt across a playground to get to the other building where the bad thing was happening.
Yeah.
But yes, if the child had then flagged me down because he had thought of one more Skylander, that would have been very funny.
And if you stopped, like it's an emergency, Mr. Hughes. And then they told you about, I don't know, Spark Runner.
Yeah.
A Skylander name.
Yeah. No, no one does.
I don't know.
And they're made up, so it could be anything.
Skylanders. Yeah. That's great, making up Skylanders.
Yeah.
That's Spyro, right? That's a Spyro spinoff.
I don't know if it's directly spun off from Spyro. It's from the Star Control people.
Interesting.
It's Toys for Bob.
I know almost nothing about the Skylanders.
Creators of the Unholy War.
Mm. God, what is it good for?
I mean, that game kicks ass, and we should play it at Duckstream again.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a funny game.
It's good.
Ah, yes.
It's good.
It's all right.
Asynchronous or asymmetric top-down combat is good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gary, this is a podcast about The Binding of Isaac where we're doing Monster Blitz, part 86 or something.
Yeah.
Where we talk about all the monsters in The Binding of Isaac.
Mm-hmm. And as you alluded to in your intro,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about the Black Bony.
Yeah. This guy's a problem.
He's a problem. He looks like a bony, but he's black. That's not the problem. We don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, you went straight for it, though, didn't you?
Well, that's how he looks like.
Sure.
How would you describe what the Black Bony looks like?
Oh, he looks like a skeleton.
You mean the bony? We've already, the one we already covered?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why are we doing the same monster again?
Oh, this one's called Black Moni.
Okay. Does anything visually differentiate it, or when you're just on the screen, does it just look like you have general bonies?
Gary, this is where you find out that I've had the gamma on my screen cranked down to nothing the whole time. I can't actually see anything. Fuck.
Yeah, turn down the. You have to turn the brightness all the way up so blacks look white. The colors.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like it either. I corrected though the colors.
Yeah great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a bony, but the bones are black. So it acts just like a bony, walking around throwing those fast little bony fastballs.
But three of them.
Mm-hmm.
They throw three in a row. Pop, pop, pop. Rapid fire.
Oh my God.
Rapid shot.
Gary, you should. Do they have? I guess I'm describing beatboxers, but could you be a verbal drummer?
Probably not. I'm too mush mouthed.
Can you try to drop just like a sick beat for me real fast? That's great, Gary. Maybe you should have a serious conversation with Brian.
Yeah, well, it'd be difficult because I'm already playing bass and keyboard, and doing the drums would be a little difficult. I mean, I guess it'd be nice for Andrew; he wouldn't have to do shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brian could just hang out.
Yeah, Brian could be vibes.
Yeah. He could whiplash me into being a better vocal drummer.
Physically or emotionally?
Probably emotionally. I was thinking of the movie.
Oh. Yeah. The Miles Teller
J.K.
film.
J.K. Simmons.
Oh, yes. You think of it as a J.K. Simmons movie.
I do. Yeah, I don't have the ability to remember who Miles Teller is.
And almost no one does. He's a big surprise every time he pops up. You're like, oh, yeah, him.
Yeah. Oh, the Fantastic guy? Shit. You know, it's very difficult to know about him.
A Josh Trank survivor.
Yeah. Very difficult to know about Teller. I forgot his first name there in the sentence. Like,
it's Penn.
Miles. I remembered it there, but like, he's very forgettable. He's like an anti-mimetic person.
Yeah, it's... It's like the man they made up to be in the Avatar movies.
Yes.
For Gary, for literally $100, I will send you $100 if you can tell me without looking up right now the name of the star of Avatar, one of the three most successful films of all time.
I can't do it, but I thought you were going to ask me for the name of the character, and I think it's Jake.
It's Jake Sully.
Okay. Can I get $25 for one-fourth of what you asked?
No.
Okay.
Because Jake Sully is moderately memorable. No, we're talking, of course, about the wonderful, highly memorable Mr. Sam Worthington from that one Terminator movie.
I can't... Avatar is the biggest thing where I don't believe that it's actually big. Like,
yeah.
I know it is, but I've never met anyone who likes them, or I've only met a couple people who have even seen them.
Yeah, and yet... Two of the three most lucrative films of all time are Avatar films.
I think that's James Cameron buying tickets and selling out theaters himself.
Interesting.
Because he's got the money.
Do you think maybe he's found some, like a whole population of moviegoers down in the Challenger Deep?
Oh, okay. Like us?
Like yeah.
He's showing this. Well, I don't know what the Challenger Deep is, so I'm going to move it to a reference I understand.
I understood what was happening. The Challenger... It's where he went in his submarine.
Ah. There
was an OMSI exhibit about it, is why I know about it.
Ah. So he just found the entire anti-population of the United States going to see it. Because if you're one of the tethers, you'd probably watch Avatar. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, if it's on.
Yeah, I'll watch whatever's on if I'm a tether. Like... That gave me to watch some real bullshit. I watch Modern Family. I'd watch the whole fucking show.
Yeah, you'd get invested too.
Yeah, I'd watch Big Bang Theory. I'd watch anything if I was one of the tethered. Because all you can do other than that is hang out and like kill rabbits and eat them raw. I feel like.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that doesn't.
And have what is clearly shown to be non-consensual sex.
That is true.
Because your real world versions. Are having sex.
Yeah. That part I wouldn't like as much as Modern Family.
No, I, Gary, I absolutely agree.
The Black Bony also explodes on death.
Yeah, that's the other problem. Sorry, I had a huge issue just crop up where the ad, an autoplay ad popped up on my monster wiki, mm-hmm. and it was just absolute nightmare world. I apologize.
What was the ad for?
I refused to look or hear. It was just playing a little song, and I got very mad.
Okay, gotcha.
So yeah, so the Black Bony, so already he's more of a threat, but also you, if you're in proximity to him when you kill him, he explodes.
Yeah.
Well, he explodes regardless.
And he moves real fast. He'll chain explode, he always spawns with other guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like me and my housemates back at the fraternity.
Yeah.
We get together and spawn.
Yeah, the Aerie squad, right? Because you all had names that ended in Aerie.
Yeah. Gary, Jerry. Barry, Harry. Larry, Harry, Carrie. That was most of them.
Oh, you left out Scary?
Yeah, that one was rough. Scary was pretty frightening.
Did Scary ever take off the mask?
No, especially not when he was spawning in the circle with us. And mm-hmm. it made it really hard to spawn.
Oh, I'm sure. Malbolgia. Yeah.
And you got there before I did.
Gary, I'm sorry. You were busy. You were building a whole world in your mind, and I was just over here taking little pot shots. And
The world of all of these men jerking off in a circle and one of them wearing a monster mask is, like, kind of compelling.
I mean, we can't prove one way or another that Slipknot has never.
Yeah. What band do you think is the most likely to have done that?
I mean, this is a very, very, very easy question because it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, correct.
It's the easiest question anyone's ever asked me in my life.
Yeah, they never stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it before every show.
They're doing it right now, dude. I just checked their Instagram.
Yeah.
Their Instagram is just a big picture of Flea with a thumbs up while the other three guys are, like, looking down.
Yeah, it's a summoning circle. It's how they summon good shows, and they put on those socks, and that's what you do to clean up spawn. So you put the sock on, and then you go and play your show.
And play a great show, by all accounts. They're really rocking hard right now.
Yeah, the 100%. Like, people like that band, even though they're wrong. Anthony Kiedis was a pioneer. I have the mustache now, and Anthony Kiedis has had it for a long time. And I don't like having things in common with Anthony Kiedis.
And yet, every day, it seems like you find more.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. Yeah.
I got lunch with Nick yesterday.
Hell yeah. Tell me about it.
It was good. We went to the Wings place, and then we went and played a complicated board game.
Nice. What'd you play?
Scythe, which I've played before and really like. And I was like, hey, we could play this. We have some time. Mm-hmm. Our wives are hanging out, and we don't want to be there.
Yeah, my wife was also there in the wife hang.
Mm-hmm.
The Duckfeed wives like to hang out.
And then an invitation was extended to a Gary Butterfield.
Yeah, but I had to play Wasteland 3.
Gotta get them toasters repaired.
Gotta get those toasters repaired. I like that game. It's really long. The Winter CRPG, along with Real Lich Hours, is hard. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, it seems like it would be, yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of time, and I'm not good at time.
So where do I put my suggestions for the next games for Real Lich Hours?
There's no suggestions.
Okay.
You could just tell me. Like, there's not a place to put them. You could put them in my ears with your mouth.
Historically, that's gone poorly for me. Is there just a box that I can put? Can you install a box at your house? Like, sometimes people have for, like, medical testing supplies, and I can put them there.
Like a reverse free little library?
Yeah, but it's me giving you ideas for video games that I want you to play and then talk about on your show.
On Real Lich Hours specifically?
Real Lich Hours specifically, yeah. That is the one I'm most current on.
I don't want to build a box.
I feel
what if you put it... What about my mailbox?
First off, you have a mailbox?
Yeah, there's a perfectly good box.
It feels like it's going to get mixed in with mail.
It will, but I'll see it. I check my mail about once a week. I'm not good at it. So I'll see it.
Could you sign up for the medical testing supplies thing that puts the box on some people's houses that I see and then cancel that service but ask them to leave the box?
I don't know what that box is, but I can probably get it being diabetic. Like, I have a Sharps container.
Yeah.
At home. Maybe. I had to do some research.
I have some thoughts Sharps on what you guys should do. I know you're doing Planescape Torment, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
We already know what we're doing next as well.
Do you?
So, yeah. Anything you were gonna suggest, it's like 3 years down the road.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
Boy, I'm curious, but I don't want to bleep it.
You don't have to bleep it. We talked about it. I think we're gonna do the Shadowrun games. Run the Harebrained trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was gonna suggest.
No, you're disappointed in everything I'm saying right now.
No.
Tell me what you're going to suggest.
I don't want you to get mad at me.
Is it Rogue Trader?
Yeah.
That one comes up a lot. Is that literally what it was?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. Neither of us know about Warhammer. It would be fun to research, but we have to open ourselves up to a fandom of maniacs.
Yeah.
In a way that I only really do on Guppy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why? What are you doing? Why are you sorry?
I don't know. You just really nailed me, man. You knew what I was going to suggest, and just.
There aren't that many CRPGs based on tabletop games.
Yeah, that one's pretty good too. They just put out a new expansion for it. They're going to put out one more, I think. So maybe it's good that you're waiting a while before you play it.
I would dig it. I like the, I've heard that it's, basically the Pathfinder stuff, but with good combat, which is cool to me.
Yeah, it gets a little repetitive there at the end, but yeah, it's pretty good. It's long.
Yeah, I would like to play it.
Long. And then, yeah, so I'm sorry. What did you want to talk about?
I don't know why you're sorry. This is a powerful psychological weapon. It fucking sucks.
I'm sorry. It makes me want to fight you. Sorry.
It's giving me the reaction that Eugene Levy gives me in Mighty Wind. Like, this is activating my bully cues. No, it's good. It's effective. Good. It's super effective. Not actually mad. It's just like, I am amused by how mad that made me on a weird instinctual level on my spine. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just like, fucking A. it was like I stubbed my toe emotionally.
On me.
Yeah. Yeah, like you were lying on the ground. Like
that's oh my god, what a fun Joker prank that is. He just lays down somewhere where people can stub their toe on him.
He mostly does that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's that and then the fake high five, like where he goes to do the high five and then he runs his fingers through his hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's nefarious. Oh, but then he shoot you.
Yeah. And then he shoots you with a gun, a nefarious gun, a comical gun. You got a long barrel and regular bullets.
You just brought me back to a moment from hanging out with Nick yesterday, which was largely delightful. But as we were leaving the board game store, we had a real powerful human moment where we were walking kind of down like kind of a darkish alley. And we both hit a speed bump at the same time while walking.
Okay. Did you both trip at the same time? Like in sync?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cute.
We
didn't
trip. We just like, whoa, oh.
Whoa.
And it was just two guys walking down an alley next to each other, both going, whoa, oh, because we both hit the same speed bump on foot while walking.
That's pretty funny. That's the kind of thing I expected from you, but not from Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I actually got some oaf on him.
Yeah, he's rubbing off on him, and not like my fraternity days. Were you at Guardian?
No, we were at Battleground Coffee, which is it's moved into what was a dispensary next to Wedgehead down in Sandy.
Big time familiar with Battleground's Coffee.
Okay,
and,
Liv
and I have been in there a bunch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What do you play when you're in there? What do you play stuff or you just look around?
No, I don't go to a board game store to play board games. I play board games at home.
But they have all the ones you can borrow, you can check out, play there.
No, I get that part. I don't want to be seen while I'm learning or playing a board game, really, by strangers. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just, I am more like to, there's Cloud City games, which you can actually rent them and take them home.
Yeah.
From there.
Bard Games. Bard Board Games, where over on, the near me, does that too now.
Yeah. I just, it's a private activity. I don't like doing things in public that much.
Yeah. What was the other thing that was one of your stances on life that really threw me for it? Oh, it was the Pluribus thing.
Yeah. I'm not watching Pluribus until the season's done.
Yeah. Cause I was like, man, Pluribus, huh? And you were like,
Yeah, it wasn't for you. I wasn't going to you. I was just like, I haven't seen it. I don't have the context. I prefer you not to spoil it for me, but it wasn't like an It was just, okay. No, I gotta wait.
Just gotta get that binge on.
I like talking about a thing once I know it, in like a Dakan sense.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I don't like talking about something when I have incomplete information, usually. I'm watching The Chair Company, which is rare for me. And I'm watching Fiona and Cake, which is light and not a very good season. But those are exceptions.
Isn't it like, mostly taking place in like the world without magic in it?
There's so much fucking shit I don't care about in the world without magic.
Yeah.
Like you go to Ooh for, you know, a couple minutes every episode and it's great. And then you just spend a bunch of time with this little teen drama and I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating because the first season was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Second season is it's probably tied with the magic school episode of Distant Lands for my least favorite Adventure Time content. But again, really, I don't know it. It like might pull it out. It might be good.
Like I like the Choose Goose as much as anybody, but that one really did feel like they just had an extra script sitting around and they're like, fuck it. We said we'd make four of these.
And here's a bunch of new characters. Like Peppermint Butler was the character who was established, but I don't know, like Abracadanielle is fine, but I didn't want to spend much time with her.
So. Yeah, it's just isn't what I was going to Distant Lands for, which was please give me some sort of closure on these characters I've been watching for more than a decade.
And then they do, like the one where, where Finn goes to hell is great.
Yeah.
Like that does it. The Marceline one's good as well.
The reveal on that one is so, like the title card reveal is so good.
Yeah, I love it. Like it's like a secondary finale. Like the finale of the actual show is one of my favorite finales of anything. But it's like another one that's almost equally good. But yeah, Distant Land or Fiona and Cake season two. Couple laughs, but disappointed. But anywho, I want to know. I haven't watched Severance yet because it's like it's not over, and I don't like that feeling of anticipation between seasons.
Interesting.
Or between episodes. It's a bad feeling to me. I have to kind of like not care about something to watch it serialized like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, boy, you would not have been a big fan of Dickens, man. That's all I can say.
No.
Just sitting there like screaming, what happens to Oliver?
Yeah. I would have waited for it all to come out and probably fucked him over. Like he wouldn't have got that sale because I was waiting for it to come out on DVD. Dickens video disc.
Yeah, thank you. So. Yeah, I do remember the Dickens video disc. It was a competitor to. Boy, I thought by the end of the sentence I'd come up with a fun Betamax pun, but I didn't.
There's got to be something there.
I thought like Betamax, and then I'd say another like an author with Max as their first name, but Maxes aren't good at writing. Like Max Brooks
Ernst or something. Yeah. Like it would be, the Betamax Brooks. Not going for that. I was trying to think of something with dat and I couldn't get anything with there either. So
you went to dat first and foremost. That's exciting.
I did go to dat the digital audio tape.
Well, it's because of your love of comedian dat fan.
And because it was an acronym like DVD is.
Yeah. Like the versatile.
So I was thinking of like, be like a digital audio, Tolsky.
Did you say Dickens video disc or versatile disc when you said yours?
I said video disc, but that's a fun trivia. It's actually that was a video disc, but the actual DVD is versatile.
Yeah, it sure is. All the fun things you can do with it.
Yeah. You can watch a movie. You can watch the Austin Powers commentary. You can load Oblivion onto your computer.
Does Austin Powers have a commentary track?
Big time.
Are you saying this from a place of knowledge?
Yes, I've watched it. I don't remember very much of it because I was like 22.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know I watched the Austin Powers commentary on the first two movies.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. The only thing I remember about it is Jay Roach or whoever the main director, talking about the scene where Austin wakes up and he pees for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And just really seriously talking with his co-commentator about how this is the kind of thing that is funny. And then it wraps around to being not funny, but then it goes so long that it just becomes hilarious again. And that's what comedy is. Like, it is a very bland, self-congratulatory commentary, if I recall.
Can I tell you about the dumbest laugh I've had in a minute?
Yeah.
I've been playing the Simpsons Fortnite stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I like to look at Simpsons stuff, and Fortnite's a good way to kill half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I did go into an area and got knocked on my ass, and I was like, why did I get knocked on my ass? And then I looked down, and, like, I'd stepped on several rakes.
That's great.
And I was like, that's good. You got me, Simpsons Fortnite. This is the cheapest carb you could get me to laugh with, and you sure did.
That's pretty good. That shows some attention to detail that isn't just showing the characters.
I mean, the other people have talked about this. The weirdest thing about this is that you can walk through what I assume is a Gracie Films authorized blueprint of the entire house.
That's pretty fun.
Like,
and fragging it.
The fabled rumpus room.
Yeah. The secondary where Homer watches a tiny TV and sees the boys arguing over a comic book.
The little things they've had to do every once in a while to make the actual like geography of the house make sense.
You know the story about the house they actually sold off or like auctioned off? That was a recreation of that?
No, I don't, Gary. Please inform me.
I think it was for the Simpsons movie. They had a promotion where they were giving away a recreation of the Simpsons house. It was in a very remote suburb in Arizona, honestly, somewhere in the Southwest. An old lady won it. It was apparently a nightmare. It was a really cheap house.
Yeah.
Kept trying to sell it, and it now lies abandoned and has been raided by people to steal props from it.
Sure.
It's like this really sad... It may have been demolished by now, but it had become this like very sad, run-down, graffitied, like nightmare house.
That's great.
Because it was one of those like, here, have an albatross. Have a house where you don't want to live that is not very functional. It had concrete floors.
Awesome.
Like,
awesome.
Through the whole thing. Yeah.
Is that where Gene Hackman ended up dying?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds so. Like.
It does sound like where Gene Hackman died. This is not a place of honor.
Man, that story bummed me out so fucking much.
It's really fucking bleak.
Like, again, as a person whose job it is to like filter the news, basically, just every new detail I got was like, oh my God, the dog starved to death. Jesus Christ.
I like playing a little game called Which is Sadder, Gene Hackman or Bruce Willis? You know?
I mean, Bruce Willis is surrounded by people who love him, who are caring for his every need.
I guess now.
Yeah.
But for a little while, he was just being wheeled out to say two lines in a movie.
Oh, yeah. Right? And everyone was like, Bruce seems a little out of it, right?
Yeah. He kind of, and I think about that, and I always think about the people who are stealing Stan Lee's blood.
Yeah.
The true believers, the truest of believers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm trying not to say anything that could get us in legal trouble, but it certainly did seem like some of the people around Stan Lee were stealing his blood to sell.
Yeah. It's one of the bleakest things. It's like biblical. It's really fucking bleak. Like,
And now it's really hard if you write about, because they made the Stan Lee hologram thing that was its own kind of awful. And it's really hard to figure out which of the people were the ones who were doing the blood stealing.
You have to look at it. It's kind of like a really dark game of Guess Who.
Just seeing here, like, was his daughter involved in the blood? I don't think his daughter was involved in the blood thing. There have been so many camps arguing so loudly around him for so long.
Yeah. You had to kind of look at their faces and see who looks like they might steal blood from their elderly, demented father.
Yeah, who looks incredibly pale except extremely red right around the lips?
Yeah. Yeah, and has spider powers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The
Gary, it's late in the episode for me to introduce this, but I did, I thought we should do a little bit of prep for the pivot.
Okay.
We don't have a theme song for when we switch, so I thought we should just both a cappella one.
Okay.
Do you want to go first or second? Because I do have one I've been thinking about.
I'll go second.
Okay. So I need you to imagine that there's like medieval bells going on in the background, like or like tambourine kind of.
Do you need my beautiful mouth drums?
I don't think that would be conducive to what I'm doing.
Okay.
And a hey, nonny, nonny, and a hey, nonny, no. You are listening to the Magic the Gathering show. We'll talk about every card. It's free. Magic the Gathering show for thee.
That's really good.
Did you like it?
I did. That's really good.
Just some like medieval piping in the background?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's appropriate.
Because it takes place in medieval.
Yeah, well, it takes place in universes beyond. It takes place everywhere, but yeah.
Gary, it's so exciting when I know a sentence that will provoke that.
Yeah. I was also using it to make a little joke.
Yeah, yeah.
My theme song is going to be, let me come up with it real quick. Dunk. They call it Cutthroat Kitchen. Dunk. They call it Cutthroat Kitchen. Dunk. They call it Cutthroat Kitchen, and it's Alton Brown Town.
Really good. Really strong.
Thank you.
Gary, you need to understand how many little bits I've thought of for our Cutthroat Kitchen recap show that we can't do.
I think we could. I'm not saying I necessarily prefer it. I'm basically along for either, but like I would wake up on Monday mornings, watch an episode of Cutthroat Kitchen, and then come and talk to you about it. My biggest fear is that it would get boring because it might engage our serious mind too much.
Yeah. Like literally we could just do that next week instead of Guppy, right?
Yeah. 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 Cutthroat Kitchen Blitz. We interrupt this Blitz for another Blitz.
For a recap of, I guess, the Cutthroat Kitchen pilot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be interested to see if Alton Brown in those first episodes, because I'm working backwards through the show right now, if he has my mm-hmm. very favorite Alton Brown tick, which is the way he says immediately.
How does he say it?
Every single time, because he always, because you know, that show has a lot of structure to it. So after he sends mm-hmm. the first person to be eliminated goes home, and he goes, for the rest of you, the next, your cooking challenge will continue immediately.
Mm.
It's so Mr. Yeah. Burns coded. It's so good.
It's really great. This isn't really a tick, but one of the things I really like about him that I think sucks with the new guy is when he shuts the door on people.
The door's not as good, for one thing.
The door's not as good, and the new guy is too gentle with it.
Yeah.
Like, Alton Brown will straight up, like, close the door on somebody so it hits them.
Yeah, and that's it's a heavy door. It looks like it would hurt.
Yeah. And then he's like, you don't get garlic. And takes it out of their basket. It's great. We stand at Evil King.
Malarkey can't close a fucking door.
No. He can barely fucking open a door.
He can close let's be honest, he can close a window just fine.
He can close a window just fine. He can close a porthole.
Any porthole in a storm, if we're being honest.
And he can close a deal. Like Clearly. He's got that job.
Yeah, he's got that job. I can't close a deal.
Yeah. I can't close a deal for shit. What was the last contract you signed?
For my job, my current job, when we got when we got bought by Paste.
Okay. That makes sense.
I just signed it.
I don't know. I was expecting something like funnier or fruitful from that.
I negotiated a union contract for several months.
Okay. Good contracts.
You'd think.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you? I guess the house, right?
Yeah, probably the house. I don't know if I'm on a cell phone contract, but yeah, we did do the house.
Who you got your cell phone service with?
T-Mobile, but we're going to switch it because it's too expensive.
Oh, what you going to switch to?
Don't know. Got to do research.
Oh, do you think you're going to go with one of the big ones? Or are you going to go with that one with the Ryan Reynolds ads?
If I see the right combination of commercials with Ryan Reynolds,
yeah,
he might unlock it for me.
Some of those are pretty funny, and he's Deadpool.
Yeah, he is Deadpool. He's Free Guy.
Yeah, with Taika Waititi. Are you worried that they make the ads funny because the cell phone isn't good?
No, I don't actually use my phone very much. I just need to be able to keep my phone and keep data. Like, if my phone is a bad... Shit, hit my microphone. Oh, if no. my phone is a bad
Gary,
phone,
I'm
I don't care
sorry
much.
If I made you angry with one of my characters again.
No, this doesn't make me mad.
Okay.
I would like to be able... If I could run diagnostics on myself or, like, look at an EKG, I would love to... You could spot the point where you started doing that apology thing.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to have a brain scan of me at that moment to see what was being activated. Like, what memory did that touch that I had forgotten or something?
It really provoked a deep anger in you.
It's fun when you surprise yourself.
It really is.
Yeah. You're just making it hard on the listener. You're just whispering.
Yeah, I'm just so fascinated by you changing your cell phone service.
It's part of a broader move towards being an adult and having a budget, because we're too loosey-goosey with money, and I want to not do that. So,
Gary, ultimately, I just like to mock you anytime you're too normy.
Yeah. No, I know. There's no move except to play along. Like, I don't... This is something I learned from Kay, is that when you're being mocked for something for being a normie, there's no counter to it. You just have to keep being normie. And then ultimately you win a little bit because the other person has to deal with you being normie for longer. This is something Kay does me all the time. Like,
yeah, it's good judo. We didn't talk about it on the show. There was that moment at PRGE where I had a bad moment of normie reaction.
Yeah. That was very funny though. The wives, am I right?
You were having a booth where the guy was selling like kind of like nice genuinely nice game. What?
Switch covers.
Like, yeah, covers for like your Switch. Like good looking ones, like non embarrassing, mm-hmm. right? That kind of. There's that whole niche of nerd stuff that is just, what if I was the guy who was selling this thing and it didn't look fucking embarrassing?
Yes.
And you go ahead and tell your version. You kind of have your conversation with him, and then I'll do what I did.
Yeah. I walked up and I was looking at the stuff, you know, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to come back here tomorrow with my wife. And I think she'd really like this. And he goes, oh man, my wife made all of this stuff. I can't do it. This is just for the wives. This is, you know, you're going to game and your wife's going to buy this.
And then I think you might've had one or two more back and forths about, you know, wives, like how much you like your wives and all that. Right.
It might've been.
And I'm standing at this point, maybe 6 feet away, bored.
Yes.
And I just turn and go, I'm also married.
Yes. It was pretty funny.
From a distance.
The idea that if I'm not constantly entertaining you, you just go bored is a constant source of anxiety. And I'm looking forward to navigating at this duck stream.
And my boredom is very hostile.
It's very hostile. It's not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love you so much. When you get bored, it tends to be like, well, shit, now I don't get to do my thing.
Sure.
Sad.
But your thing was just talking about how much you were just making a friend. You were making plans to come back the next day with the wife, I believe.
It was 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Your attention span, you need work. Like it wasn't doing a thing, you know, just had a three sentence back and forth with the guy.
Yeah.
Being polite.
Seemed long.
Yeah, it seemed long to you because of your brain.
Yeah.
But it was like 20 seconds. Yeah. Anywho.
It made me really happy. It made me really happy in the moment.
It was funny at the moment.
It's fun to violate norms.
Well, depending on the norm.
I mean,
you know,
for you, it'd probably be violating Mourn, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. If you like the show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Give us dollars and you can leave ratings and reviews.
Because Mourn is a character in Deep Space Nine. Yeah, like this one, left on Podcast Addict by Roses Are Free. A fantastic podcast that comes into form once the hosts are given even more time to shoot the shit. Gary and Will fill every episode with a bountiful amount of conversation, hurting each other's feelings at least once per episode. On top of that, eventually they will tell you about an item/trinket/boss/enemy in The Binding of Isaac. The information provided is genuinely informative. I tune into new episodes of this pod as soon as I can. Love it. Keep up the great work. A 5-star review.
The information provided is genuinely informative.
We talked about Black Pony. Like,
yeah, we talked about it. We said it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's informative.
You got to maintain space while fighting him.
Yeah, because he blows up. He chain reactions. I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, you know what? I'll take that review.
Gary, it's interesting. This is the first review I've ever really heard you push back on, and it's the nicest review we've ever gotten.
Well, usually they're right on. You know, this one, and it's the wave of reviews that say we don't do that. This is like the one counterfactual to that makes it interesting.
I assume most people like the show less now that we've cut out most of the Isaac content.
I assume there are fewer people who like it, but they like it more.
Yeah, that does track.
Yeah. No ghost,
buddy. No ghost.